Blog Talk Radio.
At the week of September 18th through the 24th and all that is going on up in the skies during this time frame. So I did say in the title that I would talk a little bit about this Revelation 12 sign that everybody is talking about on the internet. And I want to talk about that and when that's happening in case it's the end of the world. I do love you guys. I hope we all fare well. And then also there's quite a bit going on in our week ahead that we really need to focus in on as part of this. So, you know, taking the Revelation 12 sign and focusing on that first, What everybody is talking about is the when you read it, and it says, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman cloaked with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And so, you know, everything that is biblical is written in the stars. You can see it when you look at, I love looking at actually the great paintings, you know, from hundreds of years ago when they did the constellations, because they were such amazing artists. And you can see the story that you follow along with. It was, you know, put in the stars for all of us to see it and to share it through the stories in the Bible. And so, you know, when we're talking about this, the woman is Virgo, the constellation Virgo, and seeing the sun, seeing her clothed with the sun at this particular time on September 23rd, we have the sun upon her shoulder as if a cloak upon her, and the moon under her feet, and that is where the moon will be on the 23rd. So this is not so unusual, and you could expect this from time to time. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. And so the constellation Leo, which is the royal constellation, sits above Virgo in the heavens, you know, above her head anyway, depending on where you're standing, I suppose, but it is above her head. And at this point, you know, there is some debate between people. Oh, you know, there's more than 9 stars in the constellation Leo, and there are. There are a lot of stars in the constellation Leo, but to outline the points of the lion, a lot of the ancient drawings depicted the 9 points of Leo, you know, as the outline, and then you filled it in with the other stars. And so, you know, it has kind of been considered, you know, those 9 stars are the outline when you're looking for it up in the heavens. And but this is a crown of 12 stars, the royal, you know, crown of 12 stars. So the other 3 stars that are added on the 23rd are Venus, Mars, and Mercury, showing up in a line above the sun going up through Leo. And so then making it 12 lights that are now crowning Virgo from this point. The very final point in the Leo 9 stars is Regulus, which is, you know, considered the Archangel Raphael, the heart of the lion, a royal star. And so it is kind of profound, and it is something, you know, when we add in the last part and that she was with child and she cried in the birthing of the child, we see that Jupiter, you know, considered the king planet, is in the womb of the constellation Virgo for 9 months because of the retrograde and will be coming out through the womb at that particular time. And so it actually does give us, you know, the information that we see in that particular prediction, prophecy, whatever you want to say. And so it's pretty powerful, and it is something that they haven't all come together like that in thousands of years. And so there is something to being prepared in your heart and your mind, you know, to have repented of the things that you're sorry about and to be clear about, you know, the love in your heart and your love of God at this particular time in your life. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever taken the time to read through some of the revelations and the seals. And I mean, it's very interesting, and I really should do probably, well, it's probably, you know, maybe something I should have done before, but I have my hands kind of full, you know. But definitely there's so much interesting stuff here as far as like looking to the place in the heavens where a lot of revelations is focusing on. You know, we have and yes, I know this stuff correlates to actual as above, so below. There's events and things to look for that are happening here on Earth, but I think it's kind of interesting to look at what's, you know, the above part, because that's just me. I'm an astrologer. a magi maybe. You know, so I mean, the first seal with the white horse and the rider with the bow and was given a crown. I mean, that's very obviously looking into Sagittarius, where you have, you know, the rider on the horse, the centaur, and the crown being the constellation Corona Australis, which sits right there at the knee of Sagittarius. And, you know, you go, the third seal is the black horse and the rider with the scales, and that's the constellation Centaurus, and the Libra scales are there, you know, right next to them. And even, you know, the weighing of the 2 pounds of wheat and barley, that wheat and barley is Virgo, which sits there within proximity. And you know, I would assume the damage to the oil and wine and the weighing of that is the weighing on the Libra and scales. So we see a cluster here, you know, around Virgo, Libra, Sagittarius, you know, and then we go to the fourth seal, the pale horse, whose rider is death, the constellation of death is Scorpio, which sits in the same cluster. Fifth seal says, under the altar of the souls that are slain because of the testimony of God. Well, the altar in the constellations is called Ara, A-R-A, that means altar, and it's found between the Scorpio's stinger and Sagittarius, where Ophiuchus wrestles the serpent, you know. So again, everything is focused in this part of the sky. The sixth seal talking about the, you know, the sun turning black like goat's hair. Goat's hair is Capricorn. And I mean, it goes on and on. There's so much I could get into with all of this. But it's, for me, you know, I was sitting here before the show and thinking about what, how, you know, because I guess I'm not like the kind of person who really prepares. Write this stuff all out, like what I want to talk to you guys about. But I, all I could think about, you know, before this show tonight and talking about what a profound week ahead was, this like intense focus on planting oak trees, you know. And I think it's really important to remember, for me at least, and maybe for you guys, the goodness in the world and how it renews itself, and how much we can contribute to it and the growth of the cosmos together in God's plan by just creating ourselves, by planting and building and giving back to the world, and not get so caught up in the fear-mongering that's going on out there and the hateful, nasty stuff that's constantly bombarding us over the airwaves and through, you know, the media in general, and just really stay in the light. And I think that sending prayers up and staying in the light is probably never more important, because, hey, you know, it very well, it could be or it could not be, you know. Biblically, it says nobody is going to know the time. We can just look for these signs and share what we see when we see them. But that's all we can do, you know. So whether this begins a period of tribulation, you know, ahead of us where things get dark and challenging, or it doesn't, it still couldn't hurt to be in the right place in your mind and your heart, and to send out as much love as possible. This is going to be manifesting on Saturday the 23rd. So there you have that. So as far as the rest of the week, and maybe why I'm focusing in my own mind so much on oak trees out of the freaking random blue, I'm just like have a compulsion with oak trees all of a sudden. We have just a tremendous amount of energy that is going to be playing out in this week ahead in Virgo. Go figure, you know, with the sign of the Virgin and what's happening there. So, you know, Virgo does rule our environment, and it rules simplifying our life and organic things and holistic things. And it rules the work we're here to do and our health. And it rules our animals on the planet, and it rules, you know, the people we work with or that we hire to help us in certain areas of life, and organizing and cleaning and decluttering and the details and paperwork, you know. So there's a lot that Virgo covers. And so the way that's breaking down in our week ahead, we are going to have both Mercury and Mars on different days come through the sign of Virgo and oppose Neptune. Those are powerful days. Mercury is going to oppose Neptune on Tuesday the 19th, and Mars is going to oppose Neptune on Sunday the 24th. And so those days, the day with Mercury is about hearing the news or the offers or getting into the talks or meetings, signing agreements or making sales, focusing on the writing or interviews or decisions or ideas that are about those topics. And it will put you in there one-on-one with another person over Neptune themes. And then I'm going to talk about the Neptune themes here in a minute. And then on Sunday, the 24th, Mars is going to get you incredibly active. You're going to be in there one-on-one with somebody actually doing something about the work, the health, the paperwork, the environmental interests, the organic or holistic themes, the cleaning, decluttering, paperwork, hired help, coworkers, animals. And so, you know, first we have the communications on Tuesday, and then we have the action or reaction on Sunday the 24th. Both of those days are going to involve an opposition to Neptune, which brings another person into the equation over something spiritual in the mix or over something artistic, you know, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the dance, the sculptures, or the theater, the concert, the, you know, whatever artistic is there. Or it is going to bring somebody into the mix on a romantic level about this. It could also bring somebody into the mix over what's going on with institutions. Maybe, you know, if your focus in Virgo is on health, this could be about a hospital or spa or retreat. Or if it's about a work situation, it could be, you know, one of those institutions or another type. It can bring another person into the equation over the research or strategies. What else? There could be if there's going to be issues with any of this, if you're in the throes of something with somebody and there's a negative connotation to this, it could be Neptune representing the other person and boundary issues, deceptions, secrets, addictions, something going on behind the scenes that is now coming to light as you're dealing with this throughout the week. So let's hope this stays on, you know, the positive, arty, spiritual, romantic, institutional research side. But there could be some of that too. So, you know, the opposition is definitely a time where you can kind of turn a corner with people. And so it's really important to know those days stand out for working or dealing with another key individual about it. Then on Tuesday the 19th, Venus is going to move into Virgo and kick off several weeks here where she's in this sign. And so having Venus in Virgo starts to infuse what we're doing with all those topics with love or income flow or women or beauty themes, you know, so you might really be focusing on the woman's health or the woman on your job or the income flow you're making and the paperwork you're signing or the hired help that's helping you or the, you know, the beauty, maybe you're buying art or selling it or, you know, so you want to think about Venus starting to infuse these areas. Now, Venus here starting on Tuesday should definitely help attract things to us and smooth out issues a little, you know, gives you a little better prospect in these areas than before. So, you know, you might want to aim for Tuesday onward with some of this stuff. And then on Wednesday the 20th, we have a new moon in Virgo, and this new moon obviously kicks off a 2-week window that can allow us to move forward at a better rate or with more strength and momentum than at other times of the year in those areas of work and health and pets and paperwork and coworkers and hired help and environment and organizing, simplifying, cleaning, you know, all of those topics. And so that 2-week window can bring you the opportunities to start something new. So if you've been looking for the new job or you've really been waiting to get that new paperwork, you know, any of these things, start the new diet or the new health kick that you want to get on, you know, this is definitely the time because you'll have more momentum behind it. So you can start something new during the 2 weeks that start on Wednesday the 20th and move forward. Or you can take whatever you're doing and really start to see it move up to the next level through your efforts. And so you want to really double down on this stuff and go for it. So, you know, that gives us a lot of energy that kind of leads us right up to the door of Saturday the 23rd, where we're focusing in these areas, you know. And the other thing that is happening in the week ahead, and I decided that I'm going to really focus on looking at this particular chart in next week's show because it's going to be, you know, a lot all to itself. But we have the sun moving into Libra on Friday, the 22nd, and that is going to kick off a 30-day cycle of putting a spotlight on relationships for all of us. So I'm going to talk about how that impacts each sign in tonight's show. But I want to also talk about the ingress chart that is going to be impacting the country for the next 6 months based on this fall equinox chart that we take for Washington, D.C. for Friday the 22nd. And I'm going to focus on that in next week's show. But as far as how this is going to be impacting us on a personal level, you know, having a spotlight on Libra for 30 days really is going to urge all of us to start showing up and getting more personally or physically involved with these key players in our life. So Libra really rules our romantic partners and our business partners. It rules our clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and advocates. And it also rules our competition and our opponents and enemies, if we have any. Let's hope there are none of those guys, you know. but so it really rules those one-on-one scenarios with people. So it is a time where we're going to start to show up and get more involved here. And it's a really good time to really make, you know, involve yourself at a level that is about what your needs are or where you're trying to take things. You know, it might impact your name or identity or title or brand or image or physical connection with this person and really moving this forward. You want to kind of be proactive about taking the lead in moving this stuff where you would like to take it over the next 30 days. So that starts on Friday the 22nd. So when we really start to break this down for the signs, Aries, you guys are the clear straight sign here in this. So it's definitely a very major week for you guys when it comes to work opportunities, what's going on with health scenarios, your animals, any coworkers or hired help or paperwork, organizing or cleaning. So you really want to mark Tuesday the 19th and Sunday the 24th as key days where you will have some kind of one-on-one with somebody that's important about that. And if you need to deal with institutions or research or romance or artistry or spirituality or something else going on behind the scenes with these people over one of those topics, those days would be the days. Tuesday being the day where the communication would be the most important, so the talk or meeting or offer or agreement, etc. And then Sunday being the day of action or reaction, and a lot happening there. And then with Venus moving into this area on Tuesday the 19th, it starts to attract the money flow and the love and the women and the beauty themes into those topics for you. And you'll have several weeks with that going on. This is followed almost immediately on Wednesday the 20th with a new moon that opens the door and helps you start to propel these interests forward over the next 2 weeks. So you want to be proactive about going for that. And as far as the sun moving into Libra on the 22nd, this kicks off 30 days that puts a spotlight on relationships for you. So a splendid time for you guys to really connect with clients, to get in there with a specialist, to partner with people romantically or in business, to seek out representation or advocates, and even to step up with competitors in, you know, good ways. because, you know, the spotlight's on you. So this is kind of where that's going for you guys. For Taurus, all this Virgo energy that's really going to be important in this week ahead is going to focus in your creative life and recreational life, as well as with your lovers or love life and kids. And so, you know, it's really going to be about what you're doing to simplify or to, you know, get holistic here, and the work and effort you're putting in, or the health and pet scenarios playing out here, you know, paperwork that might need signed or any hired help in the mix, and just putting in the effort in this week ahead. So Tuesday and Sunday are those one-on-one days with somebody about one of these topics that really stand out. And on those days, you know, Tuesday into talks or offers, agreements, meetings, sales, writing, decisions, and Sunday about taking action. And both of those days will put you one-on-one with somebody that may involve friends, group activities, gatherings, what's going on online, or it really might be something about your aspirations or original projects and what's happening in the balance with another person about that. Tuesday the 19th, having Venus move into this territory, I don't even know what that word was, of true love and children and creativity and fun, you know, gives you weeks where Venus is really going to be doing all she can to help attract the love or money flow or the women or beauty interest here, and to smooth out any issues you might be having, and to, you know, just make it a more enjoyable period. So that really is something to look forward to starting on Tuesday. And then Wednesday you get that new moon. And so you have a 2-week window starting Wednesday the 20th where you want to be proactive about either starting something new or taking what you're doing to the next level with those creative projects, the kids, your recreational pursuits, or your love life and or lover. And then as far as the sun moving into Libra on Friday the 22nd, this kicks off 30 days for you. And this is definitely putting a spotlight on the work you're here doing. So definitely a time to show up and one-on-one with people over seeking work or taking the work you're doing to the next level, doing things with coworkers or hired help that can help out, getting organized, cleaning. Also, really great time in the next 30 days for you to step into better health interests or something you want to do with animals or the environment. So all of that is favored, and definitely connecting you, you know, with the right specialists or partners or clients or whoever those key individuals might be, and forwarding your needs and taking the lead with that. For Gemini, all this Virgo energy is focused on your home, or your real estate deals, moves, renovations, you know, kind of ties into that home vibe there. Or it is about family, parents, roommates, you know, those people that you're sharing space with. And it can also kind of tie in with history or ancestry or country if you're involved in something there. And so it's a really important week as far as, first of all, there's going to be a couple days, Tuesday and Sunday, where one-on-one conversation and activity with another person about this is going to stand out to you. So Tuesday is with, you know, getting in there with talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, offers, decisions about it with this other person. And then Sunday, taking action, something really happening here. And in that one-on-one with the other person, both days, it will either involve the goals at hand or something on the career front or something with an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a teacher, a director, a judge, a mentor, somebody like that. So, you know, kind of feel out what that might be. Definitely important days to focus on that. Venus shows up on Tuesday the 19th, and we'll be traveling through that home and family arena for the next few weeks. So Venus is definitely going to smooth things out, help you enjoy what's going on, attract the love or money flow here, or the women who, you know, make it a focus on them or can help out in the area, or the beauty, you know. So really good time for decorating your home or enjoying the love of the family or having a love affair in the home blossom, or, you know, just think, you know, money or women or love or beauty, going on there in those areas, real estate, moves, renovations, home, family, parents, roommates. And then the new moon on the 20th then opens the door to help you guys launch anything new. So if you want to start something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level, you'll have 2 weeks of momentum behind that. And then Geminis, the sun moving into Libra on Friday the 22nd, this kicks off 30 days that puts a spotlight on your love life, the kids, the lovers, the creative projects, and recreation. And so this is a time for you guys to really take the lead and to connect one-on-one with people that are about those themes, so can connect with that romantic partner or the specialist or the agent or the attorney or the clients or the business partners, you know, and really make this about you moving forward in those areas. So definitely looks like a nice placement for the Geminis. For Cancer, all this Virgo energy in the week ahead, quite a bit going on for you guys in the communication sector and in the local arena. And so it really kind of, you know, there's a lot here for Cancer. This can be an important week for talks and meetings, for agreements and sales, for writing, interviews, auditions, offers, decisions, speaking roles, you know, anything that is getting ideas out there in some way. It can also be a really big week for what's going on with your local neighborhood or community activities, short trips to nearby places, what's happening with your neighbors or your siblings, or what's happening with transportation, your vehicles or electronics. So there's a lot there for Cancer. You'll probably know what it is that's standing out for you guys. Tuesday and Sunday will put you one-on-one with somebody about that. And both days will emphasize those things that I just talked about, at least, you know, one of them, where, you know, more in the communication flow about it on Tuesday and more about the action on Sunday. But this other person is going to be in there in the mix over anything legal, travel, foreign, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political in the mix with you about it. And so you have that to kind of look forward to. Hopefully it's a good thing. And then Venus is moving into this communication local arena on Tuesday the 19th. So for the weeks ahead, she will be there, you know, trying to attract or smooth out issues, bring the money flow or the love through these talks and meetings and writing and agreements and sales, et cetera, or short trips and local activities and siblings and neighbors, et cetera, and may focus on a particular woman or beauty themes that are going on there. But she is definitely more of a enjoyable energy to have in this field. And then you have that new moon on Wednesday the 20th, which will then help launch you guys forward, whether that means starting something brand new in one of those areas. Maybe you want to start writing the new book or the new column, or you want to sign the new agreement or get the new vehicle or start something new with a sibling or neighbor, or, you know, you get the idea, make the new sale. Or you can take current things you're involved in to that next level with a little bit of input from you. And then having the sun move into Libra on the 22nd on Friday, this is going to put a spotlight on your home, your real estate deals, moves, renovations, and anything going on with parents, roommates, family. And so for 30 days, you know, you can definitely kind of step up and lead the way through those areas and really make it about what you're trying to get done here and involve those Libra one-on-one scenarios, you know, involve the specialists, the clients, the partners, the representatives, you know, and move this stuff forward. So it kicks off on Friday the 22nd. For Leo, all of this Virgo energy in the week ahead has to do with the area of value and valuables in your chart, you know. So it's a really important week. It may be an important week for you guys to make sure that in your one-on-one exchanges and the choices you're making, that you're making sure that you're being valued in the way that you need to be, or that you're valuing others, or that your values are in line with others. and the decisions that are being made. So that's one side of it. It can also be about where you're focusing on your personal income or your purchases, your valuables, possessions, and products. And so in those areas, you know, we have Tuesday and Sunday highlighted where you'll be in there one-on-one with another person about some of this stuff, Tuesday being the day of hearing the news or offers, getting into the talks or meetings, agreements, sales writing, et cetera, and then Sunday being the day of taking some action, something happening here. Both days put you one-on-one with somebody about this, and this other person brings in the scenario of the other side of the financial equation. Could be about the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, commissions, child support, you know, something like that. Or this other person's going to come in on a personal level with you. And in that case, it would be about sexual attraction or intimacy, reproductive scenarios, divorce situations, mortality issues, or third-party situations, you, them, and another person. So those are the 2 days that really stand out with this. Venus is going to be moving into this territory of your values and income and purchases and product and possessions starting on Tuesday the 19th. So she'll be traveling here for a few weeks, and she should be showing up helping to attract more flow or help you enjoy what's going on or focus on beauty objects. Maybe you're going to buy some great art or jewelry or something, you know, or start to make money in those areas of beauty. Or maybe you're going to start to focus on a woman because Venus represents women. It can be about focusing it on love or it can just amplify the income side of it because Venus is in charge of that too. So you can have a lot going on here. And then that new moon on Wednesday the 20th, which will help kick this off for the next 2 weeks, really giving you that momentum to start something new or to take what you're doing into that next level with your efforts. And then with the sun moving into Libra on Friday the 22nd, for Leo, this is communication and local arena, you know, so really putting a spotlight on you guys and helping you stand out and take the lead when it comes to your talks and your meetings and your interviews and auditions, and when it comes to writing and agreements and sales and speaking roles, and when it comes to ideas and decisions and proposals and offers. You know, and then also locally, you know, it can be about you really kind of taking the lead and getting in there in your community or your neighborhood, getting more active locally or more short trips, focusing you on your vehicles or other transportation, your electronics, your neighbors, your siblings. And so all of this is going to kind of ramp up. And in all of those areas, Leo, this is definitely about you putting yourself forward here, but also by doing so through connections, you know, opening things up with your clients or your representation or your partners or your specialists or even dealing with the competition here. And so remember, you're really highlighted in these areas and you want to take advantage of that during these 30 days. For Virgo, the week ahead, very powerful for Virgo because we have so much energy focused on you guys. And so there should be some clarity here for you guys and some, getting really to the core, the simplified nugget here at the center of what it is about for you guys, and helping you open it up in whatever way you need to. And so Virgos can focus this on what they want for their body. They can focus it on anything they're trying to do with their image or their brand or their name or their title. Or Virgos can really focus this just on something that they are personally or physically invested in that they really want to move forward in this week ahead. So, I mean, there is so much aimed at you guys and shining through you guys that you should be able to, you know, take it further. So, you know, Tuesday and Sunday, the 19th and 24th, are the days that will put you in there with another individual over this. And so Tuesday being the day, you know, where you hear the news or you have the talk or meeting or make the decision, sign agreements, et cetera. And then Sunday being the day where the thing starts to happen that's going to happen with you. And both of those days with this other person this person could be, you know, somebody, it could be a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, you know, any of those kind of individuals focused on Neptune themes for you. So they bring into the equation, you know, the healing or hospital needs or other institutional needs. They bring into the equation something going on with romance or artistry or spirituality or research. And so those days are important for you guys. Venus is going to show up in your sign, Virgo, starting on Tuesday the 19th. She's going to travel there for several weeks. And so this favors you guys so much when it comes to just feeling the love and expressing the love. And if there's anything you're trying to do to beautify yourself, if there's anything you're trying to do involving women or income, it definitely is kind of flowing through you and it can help you smooth out issues or attract what you need, enjoy yourself more. So that begins on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday the 20th, you have the new moon in your sign. And this is definitely about helping you guys launch forward over the next 2 weeks, whether that's starting something new with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal goal or desire, or it's about taking what you're doing into some next level. You will have that added momentum if you are proactive about it. And then when it comes to the sun moving into Libra on Friday the 22nd and kicking off this fall equinox, for Virgo, this is the area of your personal income and your purchases and your products and your possessions and being valued and what you value. And so we really have this 30-day spotlight that is going to help you take the lead and stand out a little bit in those areas. Well, a lot of bit more than normal, you know. And so you do want to make it about what you want to do there. And again, you want to, you know, make it about connecting with clients or partners or specialists or agents or attorneys or the competition as you move forward towards those things. For Libra, you guys are having this week, this very powerful week, happening in the most mystical, magical, karmic part of the sky. So there is a lot that can be happening for you. And I'm sure that one of the topics I'm going to talk about here will stand out to you and make sense to you and what it is you're going to be getting involved in. But this is definitely either about something that involves a karmic balance with another individual, possibly tied to past life energy that you're pulling forward through this time. It could be about a romance that is either private or secret. It could be about something in the art field, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, theaters, museums, concerts. You know, I'm sure I left a lot out, but anything artistic. It could be about your spiritual beliefs or practices. So your prayer or your meditation, your yoga, your, you know, wherever you are in that scenario. It could be about something magical or the veil between worlds and getting signs or dreams and images that are telling you something in this week ahead. It could be about your psychic abilities. It could also be about healing or hospitals or other institutions. It could be about addictions or deceptions or boundary issues. So it's quite a field. And, you know, one of the or two of those things I'm sure stands out to what's going on in your life right now. So on Tuesday and Sunday, those days will put you in there one-on-one with another person about one of those topics. And Tuesday being the day where you hear the news or you have the talk or sign the agreement or write things up or make the sale or, you know, make the decision. You know, it's communication oriented on Tuesday. And then on Sunday is the day of action or reaction. And on both of those days, as you're dealing with one of those 12th house matters, this other person here in the mix is coming in and making it, you know, bringing in topics either of work or health or animals or paperwork or hired help in the mix or coworkers, organizing, simplifying, environmental interests. So, yeah, Librans are a little bit more complicated here than some of the signs when it comes to this, but I know you guys know what this is, and definitely those days will stand out for this. And then on Tuesday the 19th, Venus moves into this territory of the artistry and the spirituality and dreams and magic and psychic abilities and romance and karmic past life scenarios and healing and hospitals and research and strategies. And so from that point, over the next few weeks, Venus will start to help you smooth things out or attract what you're trying to get to over Venus themes there. So dealing with the woman in the mix, or the women, or dealing with the love or lover, or dealing with the income flow there, or the beauty topic in the mix, and helping you get to that more easily while she's there. And then that new moon on the 20th kicks off a 2-week window that will, you know, give you that boost forward, helping you either start something brand new in one of those topics or helping you take what you're doing to the next level you're trying to get to through the efforts that you put in during that 2-week period. And then when we have the sun move into Libra for Libra, you know, this really is kicking off a 30-day cycle that spotlights you guys. And it's a really wonderful time for you to stand out above the crowd, for you to get the attention or kind of take the lead in situations to further your own needs. And also, excuse me, a time where Librans should be definitely taking the reins when it comes to, hey, it's time I can really make some momentum here with what I want to do about my body or my brand or my name or my title or my image or my identity or some personal desire that you have. So, you know, definitely a good time to get, you know, new headshots done or start the diet or see the doctor or, you know, anything that's on a personal level, as well as just helping you kind of navigate through anything that you're going to be the one with the spotlight on them during this 30 days. So that starts on Friday the 22nd. For Scorpio, this all this Virgo focus in this week ahead is definitely social for you guys, and also may focus on your aspirations and original projects, your freedom and your causes. So in the social area, it can mean a lot going on with friends, groups, associates, gatherings, the internet, charities, astrology, anything that puts you in, you know, connecting with others, social networking, and then again, original projects, personal aspirations, and your freedom. So when we're talking about the 2 days that stand out that put you in there one-on-one with another person about this, that's Tuesday and Sunday, the 19th and 24th. Tuesday being the day where you may hear the news or offer or get into the talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, decision-making about it. And then Sunday, the 24th, being the day where there's some kind of action going on here with it. And both days, one-on-one with another person, this other person is going to be focusing in on love, lovers, true love, or they're going to be about creative projects or talents or skills, or they're going to be about the kids, or they're going to be about recreation. So you may be, you know, invited to the party, and then you're going to, you know, meet the lover or have a lot of fun or highlight your creative opportunities or, you know, there might be something online going on with this or, you know, with friends, et cetera. So those 2 days definitely stand out with this. On Tuesday the 19th, Venus moves into this social aspirational sphere for you guys, and she's going to travel there for the next few weeks. So this definitely then starts to bring love into these social situations or into the area of aspirations and originality. And it also brings income flow now here more easily. And it brings a focus on women, and it brings a focus on beauty themes. And so you can see a lot of this starting to manifest over the weeks ahead. And then that new moon on the 20th is kicking you off for 2 weeks, helping you launch into something brand new or to take what you're doing to the next level. So when we're thinking about the social things, you might make some new friends or join or start a new group or start something new online or with astrology or charities or gatherings and parties and events or your original projects. Or you might take what you've been doing with people you already know or projects you already have going and take them to the next level. So you want to be proactive about that in the 2 weeks that start from the 20th onward. And then with the sun moving into Libra, This is Scorpio's 12th house. And so for the next 30 days, it is going to draw the Scorpio. Now, it's not as if our Scorpios aren't like kind of, secretive, mystical, magical, all on their own, but this is going to draw them into that house. So they're going to get even more, steamy, dreamy, hard to figure out probably. But for the Scorpios themselves, it's a good time because this is a time for you guys to draw back and really get involved deeply in pursuing something 12th house related. So you guys might get all wrapped up in an artistic project, the film, the music, the dance, the poetry, the sculpture, or going to films or concerts or theater productions or museums. You guys might get drawn into a romance and you just need this 30 days to really bond with this person and everybody's wondering where you've gone, you might get drawn into a spiritual zen state here where you really get into your prayer or meditation or really start to study and learn more about your spiritual life. You might get into your psychic abilities and intuition and dreams and journaling with that. It can also be for Scorpio a time where you're going to get into something going on in a hospital. So you might decide to go have a procedure during this time, or maybe you start working at a hospital or you have a parent or a child at a hospital and you're spending more time there. So it can be about that or another institution that you get really involved with. It can be about healing there. It can also be about a time of research and strategy and planning and really getting into the information and digging through it. So in all of those areas, because this is Libra, it can be a really good time for not only for the spotlight to be on you here and for you to take the lead and make it about your needs, but to connect that with clients, with specialists, with partners, with representatives as you go through this. So it should be interesting for the Scorpios. For Sagittarius, this Virgo focus in our week ahead, very powerful and definitely going to focus on three main areas for the sages. First of all, personal goals, life goals. I want to get married. I want to buy a house. I want to retire. I want to, travel the world. I want to hide out and eat bonbons. I don't know what your life goals are. But it's a really powerful week for big personal goals. Second, career and your status and reputation and fame or notoriety, So furthering your career momentum or focusing on where you need to go with that in this week ahead. And third, authority figures. Maybe a week where you're really focusing on the boss, the judge, the teacher, the director, the producer, the parent, the mentor, somebody like that. And can also then tie in with your own leadership abilities in this week ahead. So it's probably one or the other. I mean, some of you guys might have a little bit of a few of those things going on, but you really want to pick one, goals, career, authority figures, and make it really count because there's so much happening here. So Tuesday and Sunday, the 19th and 24th, those 2 days will put you in there over one of those topics one-on-one with somebody, and those days stand out. And so Tuesday being the day where you hear the news or offers, or you get into the talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, decision-making about it, and then Sunday the day of action or reaction to what's happening. And so both days, when you're in there one-on-one with somebody, this other person is bringing excuse me, I don't know where that came from, bringing into the equation something about home, family, parents, roommates, real estate deals, moves, renovations, security or emotional needs, history, ancestry, anything there at the root of the chart. And so you'll be balancing that with this person. And so those days stand out for that. Then on Tuesday the 19th, Venus moves into this territory of personal goals and career and authority figures. And this energy is just lovely for helping smooth out issues or start to attract the love in those areas or the income flow. Women or, you know, helping you either focus on a woman or bring women into the situation that are beneficial to you with these topics, or beauty themes. So if your goal is about something in the beauty field, I mean, then this is the time, right? And so you're going to have several weeks with this, you know, where you can see things start to be more enjoyable or go more easily in these areas. And then on Wednesday, the 20th, that new moon gives you that boost forward, and that can definitely help you either start something new on the career front with the authority figures or the personal goals, or help you take what you're already doing into that next level through your efforts in that two-week period. And then the sun moving into Libra on Friday the 22nd. For Sag, this is very social, and it's also about aspirations and original projects and, you know, just really you standing out, having a spotlight on you with your friends and group affiliations and what you're doing online and with astrology and charities and parties and events and gatherings and with those original projects and your personal aspirations and freedom and uniqueness that is all you. And so, you know, you have 30 days of this. You want to make it about you, and you want to go through this by looking at how you can lead your way forward and stand out here, because you will with a little, you know, just show up, you will. And connecting through Libra, you know, make it about the clients with you or the partners or the specialists or agents or attorneys, et cetera, you know, in these scenarios as you're kind of moving yourself forward. For Capricorn, all this Virgo energy in the week ahead and how powerful this is going to be for everybody, I really feel like, you know, Capricorn, it's in the arena of the expansive mind and things that disseminate information. And so for Capricorn, this can be a focus on law, you know, anything legal you want to tackle. It can be a focus on education. So whether that's you, you know, taking a class or learning something new or teaching something, it can, or maybe getting certified, you know, in something. It can be about media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, dissemination of information through those channels. It can be about travel, or foreign or global interests, or import-export, or visitors from afar, or people you're dealing with at a distance. It can be about weddings or other ceremonies, and it can be about religion or politics. So I'm sure the Capricorns have an idea of a few of those that might really be significant to them in the week ahead, or one of those that will be significant. I would say that Tuesday and Sunday, the 19th and 24th, stand out as days where you'll be in there one-on-one with somebody about one of these topics. Tuesday being the day of information flow, you know, making the decisions, having the talk, hearing the news, signing agreements, making the sales, et cetera. And Sunday being the day where you're actively doing something here. Both days put this other person in the mix with you through conversations or meetings, short trips or local activities, or with a focus on vehicles, electronics, brothers, sisters, neighbors, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers. So definitely mark those days as days to get in there over this stuff. On Tuesday the 19th, Venus enters this territory, and so her presence over these topics in the weeks ahead will definitely help to smooth out issues or attract the income flow in those areas or the love in those areas, or focus on women or beauty themes. So again, through travel, education, media, marketing, legal, wedding, religious or political themes, you know, you're going to see this really start to go. And then on Wednesday the 20th, that new moon opens the door wide, boosts you out there for the next 2 weeks, helping you either start something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level through your efforts. So you do want to be proactive about what you want to go for there. And then with the sun moving into Libra for Capricorn, this is at the very pinnacle of your chart. This is about, you know, your status and reputation and career. It's about your big personal goals, and it's also about higher up authority type people. bosses, judges, mentors, teachers, parents, your own leadership abilities, you know. And so you're going to have 30 days with a spotlight on you. This can definitely help you stand out when you're on the career front or going for those goals or dealing with those higher ups. And it's a time for you to kind of show what you're all about and to connect with clients or specialists or partners or representatives or deal with the competition, you know, because of the Libra theme in this. So definitely expect this to start to help you turn whatever corners you need to turn in those areas starting on Friday. All right, for Aquarius, I have to take a drinky drink of my Pellegrino because that's how I roll. I like the bubbles. Okay, for Aquarius, in this week ahead, all this Virgo energy for you guys, it's a very powerful area of the sky for you guys. Might be transformational in your week ahead. So you can focus that on the big power financial topics in your life, going in there and really dealing with the debt or the loan or the inheritance or the bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, you know, commissions, royalties. Definitely, because our world is so freaking crazy right now, if you're going to deal with finances, I'd get financial advice before I did anything. But it could definitely be a week where you could, you know, move that along. Secondly, on a personal level, this can be a very powerful week for your sexual intimate connections in your life, for what's going on with anything reproductive in your body, for anything that's happening over divorce themes or a death or a birth, or anything that involves triangles, so you and two other people. And so whatever the topic is, you know, this is very, very much about going deep, purging, empowering, evolving, transforming situations. Tuesday and Sunday will put you one-on-one with somebody about something in those areas. Tuesday being the day of hearing the news or offers or getting into the talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or local activities about it. And Sunday being the day where you really are taking action or reacting to what's going on there. And both days put you one-on-one with somebody where they're coming in a way that focuses on being valued, what you value, or the potential with income, purchases, products, or possessions. Then on Tuesday, Venus moves into this arena of the big financial topics and your sex life and reproductive life and divorce and mortality issues and third-party situations. And so Venus is going to start to either smooth out the issues you've got going on there and helping you start to tackle that, or she's going to help attract the love in the situation or the income flow here, or women who can help you out, or focus one of those topics on a woman, or make it about beauty themes, you know. And so this gives you several weeks to start to enjoy that more easy flow with this. And then on the next day, on Wednesday the 20th, you have that new moon, and the new moon will boost you forward. It gives you 2 weeks where you can either start something brand new in one of those areas or take whatever's going on and kick it up a notch, take it to the next level through your actions and, you know, pursuing being proactive about what you want to go for there. And then the sun moving into Libra on Friday the 22nd kicks off 30 days for you guys. This period is going to put a spotlight on you in that higher mind arena. And so you can really stand out and take the lead when it comes to travel or people at a distance or import-export or foreign global interests. You can stand out and take the lead when it comes to legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, interests, weddings, religion, or politics. We better watch out for those Aquarians, man. They're going to be a handful here. So, you know, you guys are kind of like shining in these areas, and you want to make it about you and your needs and where you want to go with this. You want to show up and get more personally or physically involved in it. And you want to kind of then focus in on Libra there, which means the partners, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the opponents, the competitors in the mix as you're going through that. Obviously, you know, gingerly, but definitely can help you move things along. For Pisces, all of this Virgo energy in the week ahead is, you know, a lot of things that can happen here for you when it comes to your one-on-one relationships. And so Pisces, really powerful week for you guys to think about, you know, what you want to do and where you want to go with your romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, opponents, and to, you know, set some things in motion. You may meet some new people in this week ahead as well. And so Tuesday and Sunday definitely stand out as highlighted days one-on-one with you, with somebody here. Tuesday being the day where you hear the news or offer, or you get into the talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, or you think things through and make decisions. And then Sunday, a day where Mars is stirring things up to action, or passion or anger here in the situation. Both days, Pisces, this is very, it to me, looks very powerful because it has that mystical karmic flow of energy coming through your sign with this. So it feels like to me that there is some kind of karmic rebalancing with somebody here, or a corner to be turned with somebody here. It could be magical and mystical. It could be spiritual. It could be romantic. It could be artistic. It could be about deceptions or addictions or bad habits or self-sabotaging tendencies. It could be about healing or hospitals or research. You know, all the things that your sign rules, you know. So those 2 days definitely stand out to see where you are with these people and what is going to, you know, where you want to turn this corner and go next from here. On Tuesday the 19th, Venus moves into these relationships. And so for the weeks ahead, this is really nice for the Pisces as far as Venus starting then to bring love through these people. Your clients will love you. You may meet a love interest who wants to partner with you, or if you're in a relationship, it might smooth out issues and make it even better. And, you know, love is flowing here. Income is flowing here now too. So business partners and specialists and agents and clients, et cetera, this can be really good for that. You may start to focus on women, or a woman may want to come in as a client or partner, and that's a good thing during this period. There can be a focus on beauty themes with these people. You might go see a specialist who's doing a procedure on you, or a great makeup artist, or a, you know, somebody does your photography, and, you know, or somebody's helping you buy new clothes or whatever is beautifying in the situation. So all of this starts to flow on Tuesday and will be in place for several weeks. And the very next day on Wednesday, the 20th, you get that new moon in this relationship zone. So that opens up a 2-week window that can definitely help you guys start brand new relationships, brand new clients, partners, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, etc. Or take what's going on in a current relationship there and take it to the next level over that 2-week period, so you can be proactive about what it is you would like to do there. And then with the sun moving into Libra on Friday the 22nd, this kicks off a 2-week, this kicks off a 30-day period. Man, I'm having like a Mercury retrograde night. It kicks off a 30-day period that's really going to put a spotlight on Pisces in that power part of the sky. Now, this can mean that you really are going to stand out and be able to get more personally and physically involved in financial scenarios that you're leading the way forward on and really focusing on your needs. So going after that loan or paying down the debt or tackling the inheritance or bankruptcy or taxes or insurance or investments or commissions or alimony or whatever this is. Or this can be about something on the personal side of this power part of this chart, where you're really getting more personally and physically involved in an intimate sexual relationship, or something that's going on reproductively in your body, or with something going on with a divorce and your identity, or dealing with a mortality issue and kind of calling in the specialists or partners or whoever it is you're dealing with, clients over these themes, or focusing in on third-party scenarios during the next 30 days, you and two other people getting involved in something that's powerful for you. So in all of those areas, you know, you want to think Libra, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, you know, anyone one-on-one, but this is a time for you guys to shine and lead the way here. So that's what's kicking off starting on Friday. So that's it, guys. Zoe Moon, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology for daily questions and daily insights. I will be back here next time, same time, God willing, if the world doesn't blow up. And I hope everybody really takes to heart, you know, the love that we need to be shining out there. Never could be more important for all of us to get to let the negative stuff get out of our way and really just be the true, genuine-hearted individuals that we are, in hopes of, you know, rising up, rising the energy level of the planet up, so we get through this in a good way. So I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.